Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Some viruses, bacteria, and parasites that occur in ocean waters can be harmful agents for humans. Degraded coastal waters can spur the growth of pathogens, and marine ecosystems with altered biodiversity quickly lose the ability to keep harmful populations of microbes in check. Marine pathogens have been responsible for some large epidemic events, such as the cholera outbreak in Central America that resulted in over 1 million cases and over 10,000 deaths between 1991 and 1995. Around the world, it is estimated that marine contamination-related diseases from swimming in polluted seawater and eating contaminated seafood are responsible for more than 3 million disability-adjusted years, with an estimated economic impact of $13 billion. Warmer oceans associated with a changing global climate increase the potential for humans to be affected by waterborne diseases. The best documented case is cholera, whose causative agent, Vibrio cholerae, can be transported in seawater. Researchers have found links between pollution-driven algae blooms, population explosions that are enhanced by warmer surface waters, and incidents of cholera outbreaks. Such outbreaks are not only a public health issue, but a human well-being issue as well. Epidemics extract huge financial costs via lost profits in fisheries and tourism, for instance. Because many other human pathogens can be found in seawater, there is good reason to fear that warmer seas will result in a sicker world, as pathogen development rates and geographic ranges increase. Filter-feeding animals such as oysters and clams can concentrate pathogens such as hepatitis A and Norwalk virus found in sewage. The pathogens then can be transmitted to people when shellfish, especially if uncooked, are eaten. Shellfish beds downstream from sewage treatment plants often are closed after storms until pathogens are naturally released from the fish. Viruses can be so lethal that ingesting a single virus can cause infection. Rotaviruses, for example, are extremely robust in seawater and cause diarrhea and death, killing an estimated 870,000 children around the world each year. In a more straightforward route of infection, illness can also occur by direct contact with contaminated water containing viral, bacterial, or protozoan pathogens. These are certainly brutal statistics to hear, and the estimates of financial losses, the monetization of such devastating human costs, seems disrespectful and irrelevant in the face of a single death. But it is critical to understand the speed and degree of impacts resulting from indifference to these conditions and the need to correct them. The newspapers and television report such stories as single events, but they are occurring frequently and everywhere, from the closed beaches along the Atlantic coast to the shores of East Africa to the Amazon Delta in South America. The statistics and linkages must be persuasive enough to convince policymakers and politicians to confront these conditions and implement these changes required to protect human life. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.